This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
So, Andy, today we're going to talk about a rural hospital in northeast Georgia. Chastity Regional Hospital, which is located in the town of Dahlonega. Right now, Andy, the hospital is caught up in some pretty complicated business dealings. So can you briefly explain to us what's going on?
Victoria, I have to say this is the most complicated hospital deal that I've seen in my years of covering healthcare here in the state. And it involves a purchase agreement by Northeast Georgia Health System, which is located in Gainesville. But there are complicating factors involved here. For one thing, eventually the University of North Georgia is going to take over this property, this hospital property, and use it for a classroom. And this is part of the whole deal here. So when they do that, Northeast Georgia will essentially lease the property from the university. And it's complicated also in the sense that this hospital has been the focus of a CBS News investigation into its lab billing practices. And it's also the subject of a lawsuit by many subsidiaries of Anthem, which includes Blue Cross of Georgia. So what's probably going to happen here is that the hospital's definitely going to have to close. And the Northeast Georgia folks will tell you that that's the reason for that is because they want any kind of legal entanglements or any kind of possible financial penalties for the billing problems to accrue to the current owner. And so if the deal goes through, then the hospital will close for a period of time.
Okay, and as you said, a recent CBS investigation into billing practices at the hospital is really complicating everything. So what did this investigation look into?
It looked into the fact that the company that owns the hospital now, according to the investigation, was billing for lab services, allegedly for people that never went to that hospital. In other words, they were got treated somewhere else and got their lab services somewhere else. Now, the owner of the company that owns the hospital said in a statement to us at Georgia Health News saying that the CBS News report was flat wrong, that the billing that took place at the hospital was indeed, those lab services were administered at the hospital as well. And so while all that legal stuff gets sorted out and the lawsuits by Anthem play out in the court system, eventually it looks like that Northeast Georgia, which is a successful hospital system, and like I said, in Gainesville, will ultimately take over this hospital. And what may happen then is that when the hospital closes, that Northeast Georgia may, they have some property elsewhere in Lumpkin County, and they may, in fact, wind up building a new hospital to replace the one that we're talking about, Chastity Regional.
So does this leave residents of Dahlonega without health care in their area?
It could mean the absence of an emergency room at some point in time in the future, but it has to be pointed out the fact that there many of the patients now who live in this area go outside the county to get health care, including to Gainesville, which is about 20 miles away.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.